Yes, yes, yes. We are live on Planet FM 104.6 for the Be About It show. And I am super excited for our very next guest for today, Anita Kestra. She is a marriage celebrant. She is a community queen. She does all things fashion. But today she's here to speak more on all of her beautiful mahi in the community. Anita Kestra is a marriage and civil union celebrant based in Auckland, known for her warmth, positivity, and love for life. She's born and proud from Fiji, calling New Zealand home for over 36 years. Anita brings a cultural depth of authenticity, joy to every ceremony. She is live with us right now, speaking on what she does best as a marriage celebrant. Anita, welcome to the show, my beautiful sister. How are we feeling?
Thank you, sis. I feel great.
Oh my God. Your smile is sparkling right now. And if you saw how Anita came into the building, she just demanded the presence of photos, photos, photos. I love that. I love that. She takes on the world with two hands. My sister, please introduce your beautiful self and the beautiful work that you do as a marriage celebrant.
Thank you, sister. Bula, namaste, kia ora, and warm Pacific greetings. As you know, my name is Anita Kestra, and I'm a New Zealand registered marriage and civil union celebrant. And I am from Fiji. I have lived in New Zealand for the past 36 years. And alongside my work as a celebrant, I'm also a senior lecturer at Manukau Institute of Technology. I'm a justice of peace, been serving the community for the last 17 years. A proud mother of two sons. One of my sons is a doctor and another one is about to finish his PhD. So very, very proud. Feel very blessed. I've been involved in the community for a long time. I have served on several boards. I'm also a volunteer with New Zealand Red Cross, Meals on Wheels, where I deliver, meals to the elderly and sick people, which I thoroughly enjoy. And doing things in the community helps me, it just inspires me because I have got this love of life and I like to just, be there and do as much as I can.
I just love it. You know, she's pretty much explained the amount of beautiful heart that you give for our community. And when I first came across Anita with the beautiful work that she does, I actually wanted to interview you ages ago, but you've been so busy. And I wanted to get into what inspired you to get into, the work that you're currently doing, but also the time you give for community as well. You know, it's rare to have our sisters out here in our community giving so much time to our people.
Well, I'm a people person, as you already know, and I absolutely enjoy celebrating with people and being with them and hearing their stories. And I thought, when I became a marriage celebrant, I thought, wow, what a beautiful way to connect with people. And because I'm one of those people that gets on with every culture, I fit into every culture. And I thought, I can work with the couples to create this beautiful, special moment with them. And I think that's what inspired me to be a marriage celebrant.
I love that, Anita. I love that. And, what's the background behind it? Like, what goes into becoming a marriage celebrant and the work that you do? Because I think some people are not aware of what a marriage celebrant does. They're probably just like, yep, you just, I do.
It's a lot more involved. So you do have to study for it. You have to do a course. You have to get sort of like recommendations from people that you are the right fit to become a marriage celebrant. And a marriage celebrant's work is that they help, because weddings are a stressful time for our couple. And so marriage celebrants actually help them to ease that, because they take care of all the legal side of things. So I help the couples, I meet with them, I talk about what they want, whether they want a small ceremony, they want a big ceremony, whether it's a cultural ceremony. So in terms of what they want, where they want the ceremony to be held, because I can help them with the the whole process of applying for a license, the marriage certificate, walking them through about the vows, what they want to say, you know, about each other. So the whole process, I take away that pressure from them, because a lot of people don't know what the process is, you know, what they need to do. And I'm very affordable as well. So, you know, it's not like I charge a huge amount of money. You know, it's because I do it, because I enjoy it.
I love it. I love that. And, you know, Anita, who inspired you to become like a marriage celebrant? You've probably just been around a lot of our community and you've seen a lot of our families and a lot of our people. And I just wanted to know who inspired you to become.
I think there's been several people that have said to me, oh, Anita, you know, because when they come to me for the justice of peace and all that stuff, I said, are you a marriage celebrant as well? And I have been asked this over the last few years. I thought, okay, well, maybe, because they tell me that I've got the personality for it. And so I thought, why not? You know, another feather to my cap. And so hence I became a marriage celebrant at the end of 2024.
Wow. Yeah. And that's like last year.
Last year. So it's only been a year now, coming up to a year.
Yes. Yeah. And that's exciting. That's just like another golden ticket into the pot of the kyokete of many things that you do. And it just really exuberates a lot of the love that you have for our community.
I'm one of those people that loves life, you know, and every day to me is a blessing. Since I lost my dad about 27 years ago, one of the things that I took away from him is like, you know, live every day to the fullest. And I, as long as I'm on this planet, F, I want to make the most of my life. And so I get involved with anything and everything, you know, so I like to enjoy life. And part of this is because I have got that personality. So why not make somebody's day extra special?
I love that. And you know, if you see Anita's smile, oh my gosh, everyone that's tuning in right now, 104.6 Planet FM, if you are looking for a marriage celebrant, if you've just tuned in and you've come into our quarter for today, we are here with our beautiful Anita Kestra. She's a marriage celebrant, but also she does so many things within our community. And with that touching base, sis, I wanted to ask, what are some of the challenges that you see or you may sometimes families face, and they're probably like, oh my gosh, another hurdle. But you're the shining light that comes to rescue.
Yeah. I think a lot of times with the couples, I think they are very concerned, or they get stressed out about, what do I have to do? You know, have I got enough time, et cetera, et cetera. So I make sure that I make the journey of the legal side of things really smooth.
Yeah.
And the other thing is also because there's a lot of emotions involved. So they've got families in their butt, you know, the couple itself. And also it's quite stressful at the same time. And also another fee is their budget, Anna.
Budget,
like how much is going to cost. So they worry. And I say to them, look, you know, let's sit down. Let's talk. I'm negotiable. You know, I'll fit in with you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's the beauty of it. For me, it's like about performing the ceremony. And so I do that. And I think just to ease the stress a little bit and managing the emotion on the big day, I think that's the trick. You know, I make them. And because I'm a very calm person. And I bring good vibes, very positive vibes. And I think that's what helps them sort of calm down as well.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, for yourself as well, Anita, what are some of the highlights working on weddings and just really seeing everything come to place and being with the couples as well and saying, oh, yeah. You did it.
Yeah. Like, kind of look at each other and kind of go. And I think that's the magic, you know. It's like at the end of the day, they, you know, when everything is done and they've signed on the dotted lines and they know that the paper is going to be taken away by me and it's going to be sent on time. They just like, oh, you know, this is a relief. And I say to them, look, within a few days, you know, I'm going to send this straight away. Within a few days, you will get your marriage certificate. And, you know,
and thicken the smiles for more. And yes, you touch base on, you know, the highlights, like when it's come together, the couples are there, they're sitting down with smiles and it's being ticked off.
Yeah.
How is it like?
Yeah,
and it's all about celebrating because they're married. And, you know, it's at the end, it's all about celebrating. So, you know, that peace, that, you know, they're at peace, they're happy, and it's all done and they can relax.
I love that.
And go on with the party.
Yes. Because we love to party. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. That's party.
I wanted to touch base on that, Nita, because, you know, you speak on, and we see it all the time in communities, even with couples, is to like, you know, don't stress too much. And this is the, like, the joys of being a marriage celebrant as well, is like, you got to find someone that is qualified,
yeah,
that can get all of that done. And for those that are tuning in right now, if you're sitting in your car, if you're on your phone, you're scrolling, or you're tuning in from online, if you are in need, or if you know a cousin, a family member who is, you know, going to be getting married real soon and they are after a marriage celebrant, we have got you sorted right here, right now. We're going to be sharing this on our Planet FM social media as well. We've got our very own Anita Kestra, if you're tuning on to our radio station right now. But Anita, and also, how is it like for yourself to also be in the community and be a part of people that acknowledge your work? Because it comes down to people that support you and do what you do.
Yeah, I think I'm very grateful for the support that I have got. I've got great friends. I have got a very supportive family that actually support me in everything that I do. They encourage me. You are one of them, you know, that tells me, oh, you're doing great and all that. And that actually lifts me up. It's like, whoa, looks like I'm doing the right thing. And also with the marriage celebrants, there's a community of support. So
yes,
we've got a group that supports celebrants, celebrants Aotearoa.
Yes.
You know, they support us and they guide us as well. So we are not alone, you know. There's a huge group that supports. So if there's something like, oh, we've got a bit of a situation here, how do we sort this out? And bang, bang, bang. And now people are just coming and saying, do this, do that, this kind of thing, which is really, really helpful.
And it's beautiful because you've got a support system.
Yeah, yeah. Without the support, you can't do anything. And I think everywhere you go, whether it's at my work, it's with at family functions, it's with different groups, you need the support.
Yeah.
And I am one of those very blessed and grateful person who has got this support. You know?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
People love me and they want me to be part of, you know, their lives. So, you know, and that's a testimony in itself.
I love that, Nita. And I feel like you've got also more to share in regards to your beautiful platform and service that you talk, that you would like to share and talk about.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about, like, if you're looking for a marriage, celebrant who will make your wedding day truly yours, personal, heartfelt, and unforgettable, I'd love to help. I'm Anita Kestra, a registered New Zealand marriage celebrant, and I specialize in creating ceremonies that reflect your unique love story. Let's make your big day magical. You can connect with me on social media or search for Anita Kestra marriage celebrant. Your love, your way, anywhere in New Zealand, whether it's on land, sea, or air. A ceremony that truly yours. And let's celebrate it together.
I love it. That's our very own beautiful Anita Kestra, who is a marriage celebrant, and she is certified, qualified, and got all the smiles for you to get all the nitty gritty stuff for your wedding. And thank you so much for that, sis. We've got a bit more time. I wanted to speak about, you know, a little bit about all the beautiful work that you've been doing in the fashion world, because she is not only a marriage celebrant. See, she's got everything in the kit there. She can do fashion. She can be a community. She's got, I wanted to say, you've had a beautiful year in supporting our woman when it comes to just really supporting. Like, you're always at an event, you're always at a workshop, and you're always, and I wanted to ask, what's the secret behind that? How do you be you, and how do you, because I feel like
when it comes to supporting other events or other, you know, things that are happening in the community, you really know how to do that. And how do you do that?
Yeah. So like I said, you know, I actually fit into any culture. And I get invited. So I belong to a South African community group, and they are called Ladies Who Thrive. So it's about supporting each other. And Veronica Tena is the founder of this Ladies Who Thrive. And we meet together. We do different things, whether it's cooking, whether it's having a blast, whether it's doing a fashion show.
Yes.
You know, to inspire, it's like, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are, what age group you are, what different ethnicity you are. It's all coming together. And I've been adopted as one of the South African sisters as part of that group. So we do a lot of fun activities. And also with all the different other women's group, I actually support a lot of women's group in terms of helping them. I've been involved with the Fiji Gourmet Foundation, you know, just being out there. And also we just recently did the New Zealand halal show fashion, and that was about the Le Amana fashion, and we were all models, you know, in our hijab, mm-hmm. and looking so really glamorous, but at the same time very, you know, down to earth, very authentic, you know, warm. It was a really fun day. We had this at the Auckland Showgrounds.
Yes.
just amazing, you know. We had so much. And then just recently I went to see the production of One Pulse. The Pulse of Africa.
Pulse of Africa.
It was just so awesome to be there, and the whole production was just wow. It was just wow. That's what I can say. Just wow.
I love it, my sister. And you know what? What excites me about Anita, this beautiful queen, is every time you see her, she's smiling. No matter what, someone could be broken down in the car
and stressed with a beautiful smile. Thank you, God.
The sister will be smiling and helping you change your tire. Like, she is just that beautiful sister. And, you know, I wanted to know, just to share to our women out there, you know, what are some tips to really give to our wahine, our queens, our sisters out there, to really be your true self, but also don't be afraid to really jump into opportunities. Like for yourself, look at your kete. It's full. Yeah. I think you're at this top. Your kete is like over here now.
Yeah. I think a lot of times our sisters are afraid to take the, you know, that plunge, because they think, oh, what will people think if I did this? And what is, whereas with me, it's like, it doesn't matter. I don't care what anybody thinks or say. I just like, yes, I'm going to do that. So whatever. And it's about having fun. Mm-hmm. It's about coming together and supporting each other. And I think we find that in different communities, we find that women are reluctant to support each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest message I can give out there is, you know, give and try and help other people.
Yeah.
Be there for other people rather than, you know, get rid of this jealousy or whatever.
Yes.
Or that insecurities you are thinking when you see someone and they're successful, you know. Go and say to them, oh, I love that dress you're wearing. Or, I know, I love your beautiful smile. And it's about encouraging women. And, you know, everybody can do that, you know. Look after yourself as well, you know. That comes number one. Look after yourself, and then you'll be not able to look after other people. And also, it's about sort of admiring yourself as well. I'm one of my biggest fans. And so I think that actually helps me, because I already love myself.
Mm.
I go out there, and also I dress for myself. I do things for myself. And then, you know, I go out there and I get all these encouragements and compliments. I was like, wow, you know, this is so nice. So never be afraid to give that back. Yeah.
I love that. I feel like that part that you touched on is if you want that successful image or to be your true self, that's one of the things that I really love about yourself, Anita, is you're always inspiring. Like, you're always inspiring. You're always dropping gems as well. Like, do it. Go for it.
Go for it.
Be you. Yeah. And one last thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, in regards to empowering others to, you know, be in their same light, you know, and go for it. And you always have your glam on. Your hair is done. Eyebrows, makeup on point, earrings. Like, I can go on, Anita. Like,
I never leave without, like,
you know, you always got to have your hair done. You always got your jewelry on. You always got your nails done. And and how important is that for a woman to make sure they just really filling up their cup and looking and feeling good?
I think when you get up in the morning, you have your shower and you put a little bit of makeup on and you dress, it gives you that confidence. You know, you like yourself when you, like I said, when you love yourself, you know, things will flow. You will feel great about yourself. You know, you'll feel happy. You'll feel confident. And it is about that, you know. So like I said, look after yourself, you know, dress up. Why not? You know, we have got only one life on this planet. Make the most of it. And that's the zest I live my life with. Every day is special.
I love that, Sister Anita. Before we wrap up for things, I wanted to ask, is there any last bit of acknowledgements to anyone or everyone that's been a part of your journey, Anita, but also supporting you and the many things and many hats that you wear out in the community?
I think I'd like to say a huge thank you to you first, sister. You have just been amazing. This is my first radio show. I have been sort of like on promotions and other things, but first radio show where I've kind of, you know, you've given me half an hour of your time, invited me as a special guest, and I really feel grateful for that. I also like to thank, like, I know my mom and dad are not around anymore, but I'll, in terms of the teaching and the guidance that they have provided me in life, I still live up to that. My family is very supportive. And all my friends, I have got so many friends out there, so many fans out there, and I'd like to thank each and every one of them. Thank you.
I love that. For those that are tuning in, I just want to give so much highlight and love to wrap up on what we've been speaking about in regards to our beautiful Anita Kestra. She is a marriage celebrant, but also wears so many community hats in our beautiful, colorful country of New Zealand. And you might catch her as well in Aotearoa, specifically Auckland. Jump on right now, Facebook, and type in Anita Kestra, marriage celebrant, and you can see, connect with her as well, and I've got her details right here for you, so you can get in contact with her link via Facebook, which is Anita Kestra, and also you can get in touch with her via her details on her email address, which is, oh, I love this, marryyouforever@gmail.com. How creative. Anita, how creative is that? We want that everlasting love. I love, love, love. And her number here is 021-484-762. I'm going to say that again, 021-484-762. And also, this is a quote. Your love, your way, anywhere in New Zealand, a ceremony that's truly yours. So that's where we have it from here, from Anita Kestra. And I wanted to say as well, if you are on Instagram, you can catch her on Instagram as well, because I was on her Instagram page and I shared that on our Be About It show. So you're going to be seeing a whole lot of that on our Be About It show. And before we end for today, I'm going to give a drum roll. Because she has done so much. And sometimes when you got to give your flowers to a sister that's doing the most, you have to give. And that's what quote that I'm going to be taking for her article for tonight is, be happy for those that you see that are looking great, looking amazing. Mm. I think we tend to always compete and compare.
Yeah.
Especially as women in our community and society. And I, you know, in a lot of our community say that's normal. It's not a normality. So I think one thing that I really love and I'm going to take from our Talanoa conversation for today, Anita, is to, if you want to be successful, do it and live your best life. So right here on the Be About It show, we're going to come back in 2 minutes, actually in a minute, to speak more on what happened with the pageant of Miss Universe. See, what a way to breathe in the air of what our beautiful Anita has said as well. This is 104.6 Planet FM. Kakite.